I don't understand what you are doing.
Not now, Duryodhana. Your father's exhausted.
Why are you favouring my cousin Yudhishthira? If he becomes king, what is left for me? After Yudhishthira, his son, and then his son's sons will rule for generations, while I sink into the void where no one even remembers my name. I'd rather die than be governed by Yudhishthira and his brothers.
Shame, Duryodhana.
He'll look after us, like his father did before him. While Grandfather Bhishma lives, there can be no danger of anyone straying from the path of Dharma.
Grandfather's always sided with Yudhishthira. But you can't see that. You can't see anything.
Grandfather is absolutely impartial. He doesn't take sides.
You want me to walk away from this, but I won't. We each shape our own destiny.
Don't you presume to teach me about destiny.
You shaped yours the day you married my father and tied the blindfold over your eyes. You'd have helped him much more if you'd kept your eyes open.
Sometimes you frighten me.
What would you have me do?
You were the eldest, father. But because of your blindness, the crown went to your brother. When he died, fate gave you a second chance. As your eldest son, the crown should pass to me.
Yes, fate has returned the crown to my head, but only as caretaker, until your cousin comes of age.
I am your blood! Your firstborn! Do I mean nothing to you?
You mean everything to me. I understand your ambition, my son, and I would go along with it if I could, but Yudhishthira is the rightful heir. He is older than you. His claim precedes yours. If I don't honor my brother's memory, our world will lose its balance, and I will bring shame on all of us. I know you don't understand, but I want your word that you will accept Yudhishthira as the heir to the throne and do your duty as a loyal prince.
Is Duryodhana here?
Everyone's here. We're waiting for the signal to begin.
Are they waiting for me?
For Grandfather Bhishma.
Of course. Yes, indeed.
Grandfather Bhishma is the guardian of our dynasty. A wiry old man of enormous strength. He sweeps into the arena in his ceremonial white armor. He has been training me for this moment all my life.
Loyal citizens, today is an auspicious day. Yudhishthira's investiture as crown prince. In all the royal princes, we see the glorious future of the dynasty stretching before us. Are they worthy of their destiny? Come, Yudhishthira, unrivaled in the knowledge of Dharma. Show yourself.
Dharma is a word that means many things. Justice, duty, truth, the right path. It is the moral code which guides kings and warriors.
Next in line, his cousin, Prince Duryodhana, unequaled in wielding the mace.
How does our son carry himself?
He is sleek and well-oiled.
Does he look strong and confident?
They tell me so.
Duryodhana and I were born a year apart. The last king, my father, was cursed with instant death if he touched a woman. My mother had been given the power to summon the gods to give her sons. So to ensure the dynasty's survival, she called down the god of justice and I was born. When Duryodhana's mother, who was also pregnant, heard of my birth, she cried out,
"I should have given birth to the firstborn of the dynasty!"
In fury, she hit her pregnant stomach with a metal bar and out tumbled a shapeless mass of blooded iron, which was distributed into 100 copper jars. A year later, Duryodhana burst out of one of the jars and jackals howled.
Dear Trashtra, the astrologers say this baby will bring disaster.
What do you mean?
For the sake of the dynasty, get rid of this child.
How can you ask such a terrible thing? More precious than life itself. I will not lose my firstborn.
Later that night, Duryodhana's 99 brothers emerged out of the copper jars. I only have 4 brothers. Bhima, son of the wind god. When he was born, mother was so startled by the size of him that she let him fall from her lap, and he rolled down a hill and crushed a mountain. Then there is Arjuna, supple and swift as his father, the god of lightning and thunder, and the twins, Nakula and Sahadeva, skilled horsemen, sired by the gods of the sky. Duryodhana resents us, as if we were gate crashers at his party. And over the years, a rivalry has festered between us, the five Pandava brothers and the 100 sons of Dhritarashtra.
What's the matter, nephew? Dice don't tickle your fancy today?
It's not only my father. You're all completely blind to the fact that we're about to lose everything.
You've got all it takes to be a king, Duryodhana, except patience.
If you'd ever had a crown within your grasp, you'd know how I feel.
I'm a strategist, not a man of action. So let me teach you the game of kings.
Get to the point, Uncle.
To win a chess, you have to understand your opponent's strengths and weaknesses.
What more is there to know about my cousin? Or his brothers? We grew up together.
There is a saying, keep friends close, but enemies closer.
You underestimate me. I have something they all lack.
Well, what's that, my boy?
I'm already here in the palace. My father is king.
Ah, but your father can't pass the crown directly to you. And you can't simply snatch it like a toy cart. The lesson of chess is to plan your moves well in advance.
What do you suggest?
After the investiture, find a way to get Yudhishthira out of the city.
Why would he leave after he's declared crown prince?
Leave the strategy to me. I'll talk to your father.
Step forward, Arjuna. There has never been a student of the art of war like Arjuna. Armed with a bow, his body is as focused as the eye of death. A demonstration. Come, Yudhishthira, Bhima, and Duryodhana. I have placed a target on a pole high above the canopy which shades our king. Can you all see it?
Yes.
Yudhishthira, first. What do you see?
I see the pole. I see a bird perched on top of the pole. I see the clear blue sky. I see kites spiraling.
Enough. Let's ask your brother. Bhima, what do you see?
A bird. A scrawny bird. No meat on it.
This is not about food, Bhima. Duryodhana, tell me, what do you see?
I see the birds are fake. I see the sky. I see my cousin Bhima smirking.
Distracted as always. Arjuna, what do you see?
I see the bird.
What else?
I see its eye.
What else?
Nothing else.
There is nothing else. An archer thinks only of the target. He becomes the target. Shoot, Arjuna.
Just as my brother looses his arrow, another one comes whistling through the air. They hit the bird as one.
What's happening, Yudhishthira?
A young man emerges from the crowd. He moves with the same dangerous ease as Arjuna. And the sun glistens on his chest as if he were wearing burnished armor.
If Arjuna is all you say he is, if he is the greatest archer in the world, I challenge him to prove it.
How dare you come into this arena and shoot without permission? Who are you? Speak.
I am Karna.
Of what family?
I am Karna.
A name isn't enough. Whose son are you? Who's your mother?
You do not need to know that.
Then withdraw. If you're ashamed to name your own mother, that can only mean that you're of low birth. Leave this arena. Get out.
Is this how we Kurus deal with strangers? Our ability and courage of no value to us. He shot the bird with as much skill as Arjuna. He has every right to his challenge.
According to Dharma, because this man is not of royal blood, his challenge cannot be accepted.
Then I'll make him a prince right now.
My son, you don't know what you're doing. We know nothing about him.
From today, he is Lord of Anger. The Lord of Anger challenges you, Arjuna. Now let's see who's the greater archer.
Another uninvited guest appears. An old man with nervous eyes shuffles out of the crowd.
Son, come away from this place.
Who are you? What do you want?
I'm a charioteer, my lord. And this is my son.
A charioteer? So this Lord Karna is the son of a driver?
Go back to the stables and shovel dung, boy. This is an arena for kings.
Is it his skill or his handsome face that worries you, Beamer?
I'm not afraid of anyone.
Whoever insults my friend Cardinal insults me.
This is the consecration of a Kuru prince. A low-caste man cannot challenge a prince of royal blood. Bring this ceremony to a close. My king!
Yudhishthira, come.
I touch your feet, uncle.
I hear my brother in the way you speak, in the humility of your tone, in the touch of your hand.
You have come of age, and from now on you will be recognized throughout this land as the heir to the Kuru throne. May your life be long, your conquest glorious, and may your reign, when the time comes, be one of peace and justice.
I feel the weight of his hand on my head, and a line of clouds above the far horizon masks the moment of sunset. The crowd disperses to light their fires against the encroaching darkness.
Father, will you welcome our newly created Lord of Unger? You too, Uncle Shakuni.
Of course. Welcome, Karna. Welcome. You gave us an impressive display of marksmanship today.
I am grateful for your kind words, my lord.
Use your talent prudently and the reward will be great.
Where are you from?
A small village, my lord, a long way from here.
And what will you do now?
Your son has given me his friendship. I am his to command in this and all my future lives.
Good, very good. Be the wise friend he has lacked since childhood.
And together we'll take on Yudhishthira.
Don't say that, my son. Not today. Let your new friend help you find an understanding with your cousin. Tell him, Shakuni.
You honor me, my lord, but I can only echo your words and recommend patience.
Well, in that case, just to please you, we'll go and celebrate. Come, Cardinal, let's see if you're as good a drinker as you are an archer. Uncle, we expect you to.
What shall I do with him, Shakuni? He is rash and reckless.
He'll cool down in time.
Will you talk to him? Distract him.
I can try. And in the meantime, perhaps a period of separation would calm things down. The annual Shiva festival is due in Vanavata. Perhaps a new crown prince should put in an appearance there.
Shakuni, you are my rock. What would I do without you?
You flatter me, my lord.
So, nephew, it's official.
Yudhishthira will take his mother and his brothers on a state visit to Vanavata, far away in the foothills of the Himalayas.
You hear that, Governor? And I'll take Yudhishthira's place while he's away.
Of course.
Balco, you've done well. And to show, I've buried the hatchet. I'll have a fabulous palace built for my cousin's visit to the foothills. A confection of gold leaf, gleaming arches, turrets and domes, light as air. It might even surprise you, Uncle.
I see no resentment in my cousin's hooded eyes as he bids us farewell, and I hope my investiture has purged him of his jealousy.
I don't care if your family goes hungry for a week. There's no pay till you do it again.
Ever since I began to understand the shape of my dharma, I've prepared myself for this. It's a risk, leaving Duryodhana alone in the city. But I want to get out into my kingdom, live with my people.
I want it finished before nightfall. What do you call this?
Duryodhana's architect is a hard taskmaster, nitpicking and bullying.
It looks like an elephant's backside. It's a palace, not a village latrine.
In the evening sun, the palace glows like a blacksmith's furnace. Every surface gleams.
We gave the walls 9 coats of mustard oil and ghee and polished them for a week.
You honor us.
I am rewarded 10 times over by your visit, my lord. I'm here only to serve you, along with 4 of my men and a maid for your mother.
Well, I'm ravenous. Have the cook prepare us 2 feasts, one for me and one for the rest.
It's on its way.
I just don't understand how you never get fat, Bhima.
Some men were born to fight, Arjuna. Me, I was born to eat.
It's all very unexpected. This place is magnificent.
Look, my sons, look what gorgeous saris Duryodhana sent me. One for each day of the year. Cotton, muslin, silk.
You'll be turning heads, Mother.
Oh, don't be silly. He sent you all something as well. That boy is really spoiling us. And there's a letter.
Cousin, I hope you find my humble gift acceptable. If you lack the slightest thing, please tell the overseer. He will see to it immediately. Meanwhile, I long for your return. It will be no surprise to you to learn that I'm no substitute for you in the city. We expect you after the rains, your loyal and respectful cousin.
What did he send?
A pearl earring.
Oh, how beautiful.
Wait, what's that?
It's a leaf.
When floods do rise, then birds fly higher. When fires do rage, then rats dig deeper. Shining paint and gleaming walls please the eye. Are there no flaws? It's from Grandfather Bhishma.
It's doggerel.
Why would he send us this?
Is it a code of some kind?
It's just nonsense.
It's a riddle. Wait. A warning.
Hollow walls. The leopard can't change its spots after all.
I knew it was too good to be true.
We examined our lacquer palace more closely.
Under the floor, dry leaves.
And straw. The architect himself told us he'd saturated the walls with oil and ghee.
It's been specially designed for us all right.
It only needs a spark. It'll flare up in an instant.
Let's burn the place down ourselves so everyone can see what Duryodhana planned.
And what then?
We can't stay here.
If we expose Duryodhana, he'll deny everything. We're accusing him of attempted murder.
So you're happy to see us all destroyed?
No. Duryodhana thinks he has us like rats in a trap.
Grandfather's warning, of course.
Well, let's behave like rats. In a forest fire, where does the rat seek shelter?
Underground.
Exactly. We dig a tunnel that will take us beyond the palace walls and into the forest. Until it is ready, we must be careful to act as if nothing's happened.
How will we hide the work? They're always watching us.
We separate. We only come together if I call for it.
How will we know when Duryodhana's going to strike?
When we smell smoke.
While I occupy the architect and his men, dice, games, chess, hunting, Bhima works on a tunnel with a hidden entrance under Mother's bed.
Where's your brother? Your cousin has sent a fine pair of falcons.
Bhima would be keener to eat them than hunt with them. He'll stay with Mother today. We'll take Arjuna instead.
Bhima! Bhima, are you all right?
Madam, did you call?
No, no! Bhima, what's happened? No, no, go away! I don't need anything! Oh, Bhima. Oh, thank heavens you're here.
Sorry, Mother. One of the walls collapsed.
You frightened me.
Your mother has not been out of her room for a week. She may be feverish, my lord. Let me call the doctor.
No need for doctors. My brothers will look after her. Come on, a game of dice. Let me win back those falcons.
My lord is too kind. I sometimes think he allows me a winning streak.
Only the gods have that kind of power. How much longer do we need? The overseer is getting suspicious.
My sons, please be careful.
We're perfectly safe, Mother. Not much longer now. We'll get beyond the walls tonight.
My lord, might I be permitted to visit your mother? King Duryodhana, his highness.
King?
Forgive me, my lord. All princes are kings to me.
Indeed. Your loyalty is remarkable.
Prince Duryodhana was very insistent that your mother should be more comfortable.
I'll commend you to him when I go back.
Are you planning your return already, my lord?
It's a pity to have to leave before the festival, but in view of my mother's health, perhaps you would make preparations for our departure tomorrow morning.
We leave tonight. The overseer's taken the bait. Arjuna, you lead. The twins can bring mother. Bhima, you and I will follow after we've dealt with our guards.
How?
Get them drunk. And when they pass out, we put them in our beds. The overseer will have sent the Duryodhana news of our departure. He'll order the palace to be burnt down tonight, and when he strikes, we escape through the tunnel. In the morning, they'll find six bodies. He'll be convinced that we're dead. That'll give us breathing space, and we can plan what to do next.
But they're innocent.
The future of our dynasty is at stake.
Is this Yudhishthira talking?
Everything has changed. Duryodhana is trying to kill us.
And that justifies murder.
For the sake of my dharma, I'd sacrifice the earth itself.
Arjuna. Arjuna.
I'm here, Mother.
What's happening? Where are Bhima and Yudhishthira?
They'll be here soon.
What's keeping them?
I don't know.
Yudhishthira, there's a light in our quarters.
Leave it.
One of the guards is still moving. I have to go back.
No, Bhima.
The overseer won't set the palace alight until he's sure we're asleep. I'll go back and finish the job. You catch up with the others.
No.
Don't argue.
Oh, snakes!
It's only tree roots.
How much further?
Not far.
Bhima!
No, I don't think so.
Help him.
I'm not leaving you here. Hang on to me, Mother.
Oh, you just... Thank heavens.
Quickly now.
We've reached the end. There's no opening. It's just rock.
This may be going to die.
I can smell smoke.
We're trapped.
Where is Bhima?
We're so okay.
Shh, Mother. Don't be frightened. Cover your mouth with your sari.
Bhima. Where's Bhima?
Shh. Bhima.
Oh.
Move aside.
With an almighty effort, Bhima strikes his mace on the living rock and breaks through to the cold night air of the forest.
We're free! Now run!
Duryodhana, how did this happen?
I'll punish the overseer, father.
Not one survived?
Not one.
I have killed my brother's children.
No, my lord. It was an accident, a dreadful accident.
Oh, brother, brother, forgive me.
Think of your people. They'll be grieving too. They'll need your strength.
What strength? I can't even walk in my own palace without an arm to guide me.
Use me, father. Lean on me.
Oh, my son, what shall I do?
We must declare 40 days of mourning, and then arrange for Duryodhana to be consecrated crown prince. The Kuru dynasty must live on.
See to it, Shakuni.
Come, uncle.
You were too impetuous, my lord. You should have waited to hear what Grandfather Bhishma had to say.
No. Yudhishthira is dead. The crown must pass to our son now.
Now that you're heir apparent, you're going to have to start thinking like a king.
And now that I'm heir apparent, you'd better start speaking to me with more respect, uncle. 5 and 3.
Then let me respectfully remind you that a king is only as great as his allies.
What have you in mind?
You need to secure King Draupad. It's
6 and 4.
No one will dare rise against you if he's on your side.
And how do I win him?
Woo his daughter.
6 and 6.
There's to be an archery contest for her hand in marriage. Take Karna along. With Arjuna dead, there's no one can beat him. You win, my lord.
Is she good looking?
Does it matter? But be warned, Krishna thinks of her as his sister.
The flute player.
There are some things it is unwise to mock.
What did I say?
Krishna is not to be mocked.
I am a king. Kings aren't afraid of anyone, not even flute-playing gods.
You're not a king yet.
A demon!
The river becomes a churning whirlpool and then drops to a dizzying depth.
He's opening his arms out towards us.
A luminous blue figure materializes. He rides a cobra with 10 heads.
Like a lotus, he grows towards the sky.
On the finger of one hand, he spins a golden discus.
He holds the conch of war in another.
His third hand carries a flute.
His fourth, a vast mace.
His laughing eyes are as dark as the universe. The planets revolve in his open mouth. Down! My sons, close your eyes. It is death to look directly at the face of God.
Is this any way to welcome me?
Krishna. Lord, is it really you?
Krishna.
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 Yes, it really is me. And yes, I can see you really do have a problem. You can't return to your enemy's kingdom without friends. I'd say you need a disguise. Wandering priests. No one will look at you twice. Oh, then you need a wife.
A wife? We don't need women, we need allies.
Provided by a wife. There's a contest for the hand of my sister. Go and win her. The contest for Draupadi's hand is open to anyone. If you win her, she'll be your means back to the city.
Princes and kings from all over the world arrive for the archery contest in King Draupad's palace. Duryodhana is there with Karna in tow, but they're too busy eyeing up their royal rivals to notice a group of forest priests dressed in the white robes of renunciation. Then the lotus-eyed princess herself is announced.
My lords, welcome. I entrust my future to one amongst you who will prove his worth today. That wheel, spinning 100 feet above this pool, has a fish attached to its rim. You must shoot the eye of the fish as it spins. You may take aim only by looking at the reflection in the pool.
The princes flex their muscles and glance sideways at each other.
First, though, you must lift and string Shiva's great bow.
A prince steps forward.
My lords, remember the rules. Lifting the bow is not enough. You have to string it as well. There's no shame in conceding to Shiva. Who will be next?
This man is Karna, my lady, Lord of Anga. He will win you for me.
And you are?
Prince Duryodhana, my lady.
Karna lifts the huge, heavy bow with seductive grace, strings an arrow, and shoots the fish spinning overhead straight through the eye.
Well, my lord, you have succeeded in the first task. Now for the next.
What next? Is this a trick?
As a prince of royal blood, Duryodhana, you should know what I'm talking about.
What do you mean?
The rules of chivalry dictate that a princess has the final say in her choice of a husband.
Karna's eyes redden in fury. He bows to Duryodhana, who gives him his necklace to garland the princess and possess her. Karna takes 3 quick steps towards Draupadi and holds up the necklace.
No.
But my lady.
No.
She shivers and turns away. The princess's choice is made.
Now, Arjuna.
What's this? A priest?
You are going to reject a prince and allow a beggar priest.
Let's see what he can do first.
Arjuna lifts the great bow of Shiva, barely glances in the pool to take aim. The string hums, and his arrow shoots the spinning fish dead center in the eye.
What is your name, please?
My brother has taken a vow of silence.
I hope this garland will persuade him to break it.
This is outrageous. You are favoring a priest over a prince.
It is my right. Only a heart filled with spite would deny me that right.
Come on, Karna, we're leaving.
You're no priest. Who are you?
I'm Arjuna, son of Pandu. These are my brothers.
I thought we heard you'd all died.
We escaped the fire. Now we're in hiding. Our lives are in serious danger, Draupadi. And if you come with me, yours will be too.
I chose you. I cannot change my mind.
No wedding cavalcade, no elephants, no drums for this wedding procession. Arjuna leads his bride between the shining paddy fields towards the forest on the fringes of Draupadi's kingdom.
The moment I saw you, I knew. I must follow my dharma.
I'll look after you.
I know.
The delicate henna patterns on her feet have long faded into the dusty tracks by the time we reach the hut where we've been living. Our mother is bent over the fire.
Mother!
She has her back to him and doesn't turn.
I have a surprise.
Arjuna, you made me jump.
Look, see what I have to show you.
Whatever it is, I want you to share it with your brothers.
But mother...
You heard me. Never let your good fortune separate you. Whatever you've got, share it equally with your brothers.
Whatever it is?
Yes, whatever it is.
Please turn round and see what Arjuna's brought.
Draupadi.
Yes, Draupadi, my wife. How do I share her?
What is said cannot be unsaid. It is fate.
Do I have no say in the matter?
Words, my daughter, once given life, cannot be taken back.
Krishna, this is not what I chose.
You have more than you chose. With these five brothers, you have the best that any husband can offer. Wisdom, strength, beauty, skill and grace.
Is this my future?
Love has come into our lives, like the Ganga in flood.
How can this be?
Like the cool Yamuna in the heat of summer.
Is this my future?
Like the valleys of the Himalayas.
Krishna, if I am to be married to five brothers, tell me, how can I be with one and not cause trouble with the others?
You will decide who you spend your nights with.
And if I favor the same one each night?
Then that, too, is your choice, and they will respect it.
Love has come into our lives.
Love has come
like
into
the Ganga
our
in flood. Like the cool Yamuna in the heat of summer.
In the heat of summer.
Like the valleys of the Himalayas.
Like the valleys of the Himalayas.
Yudhishthira! It's time you went back to the city. Your cousin rules in your absence, so there are two crown princes, and that is impossible.
Not if we stay here in the forest.
You can't run away from your dharma.
Our family will be split down the middle.
Grandfather Bhishma took a vow never to marry or have children. He gave up his right to the throne. Is that what you want to do?
I'll never give up my kingdom. But if we go back, there could be war.
That's a possibility, yes.
You failed me. I could kill you.
Let me go. I can't breathe. Duryodhana, please.
The Pandavas are alive.
You're kidding me.
Your chess game was useless.
My lord, I can't breathe. If you just let
me... No more advice.
Drive a wedge.
What?
Drive a wedge.
What do you mean?
We must drive a wedge between them. Together, the brothers are as strong as a fist. But take each finger separately and break it, and a fist loses its power. We must drive a wedge between the Pandava brothers and then cut them off one by one.
You can't deny Yudhishthira his rightful claim.
Nor can I take back what I gave my son. If I do that, there will be war. What's to be done?
Partition. You must divide the kingdom. Give half to each of the crown princes. It breaks my heart, but I see no other way.
Partition. I watch the blind king with heavy foreboding.
It's a swamp!
It's prime land and much larger than the area that I'm giving to Duryodhana.
But no one lives there. It's putrid.
Leave it, Bhima.
Our father put the land in trust for you, Yudhishthira. You're heir to the whole kingdom, not just the barren half of it.
I know exactly what I'm losing. My dharma is to ensure the dynasty's future. I will accept what's given us.
Within a year, we built a magnificent city out of the marshy wasteland, dominated by a palace unrivaled in the three worlds.
Yudhishthira, you've transformed this desolate wilderness into a fertile kingdom. It's time to confirm your success and proclaim yourself King of Kings.
That would be an act of aggression.
For a king who's achieved so much, it's an obligation.
I agree to partition to avoid civil war. If I make myself King of Kings, I'll provoke Duryodhana and we'll be back where we started.
Your father left you a vast kingdom. By doing this, you will honor him and ensure the future.
Krishna, sometimes I look at your smiling face and I see the abyss.
I drive you to do what must be done.
You drive me towards darkness.
I am proclaimed King of Kings. Wherever I go, Duryodhana's eyes burn through my skin. His jealousy like two spears of sunlight cutting through slats in the roof. After the ceremony, Krishna asks Duryodhana to stay on and suggests I give him a tour of our Hall of Mirrors to see himself as he truly is. Why not?
What is this place?
The Hall of Maya.
Don't believe anything you see.
It's completely empty.
Watch out, there's a pool in front of you.
There's no pool here. Ah! What makes these illusions?
You do.
Well, why did it create a pool for me? Hey! Where have you gone?
Bhima? Yudhishthira?
Rubies. Emeralds. Sapphires, gold.
A peacock throne.
Snakes! On my head. Yudhishthira! Where are you?
Duryodhana, come back into the light.
I'm lost!
Turn round. Come back.
Draupadi, where are you?
Here. I'm here.
Where?
Ah!
The blind king's blind son.
You'll pay for this! Can you hear me, you distraught beaver? I'll never forgive you, never!
What's the matter, cousin?
I'm drowning!
But you're on dry land.
Where's Draupadi?
She's not here.
What have you done to me?
Touch me.
Where are you? Is any of this real?
I've been completely humiliated.
Minor battles. You can still win the war. He appears indestructible, but he does have one little weakness.
Oh, which is what? I haven't the patience for another of your strategies.
He is a gambler. He can't resist the click of the dice.
Yudhishthira is king of kings, Shakuni. His power is absolute, and you talk about a weakness for dice.
Challenge him to a game, my boy, and let's see what I can get out of him.
Gandhari!
My lord, what frightens you?
We were in a boat on the river. The moon was high. There was a cooling breeze. The bulbuls were singing. And I began to leak. All my jewelry, my wealth, my lands, leaking through my body. My sons, and last of all, you, leaking out of me.
It's only a dream.
What have I done to my brother's kingdom? It is partitioned, and jealousy flows across the border. What have I leaked into the world?
Shh, my lord. Rest. Come, back to sleep.
The blind king's hand trembles as I guide him to his seat. He has aged. His skin feels cold through his silken sleeve.
Are they here, Yudhishthira?
They are all waiting for you, my lord.
I long to roll the ivory dice in my hand.
Welcome, all my sons and my brother's sons, here together in peace. This is an auspicious day. Enjoy the game, and may you both be lucky.
We are deeply honored the King of Kings can spend time with us. Welcome, cousin. Now to the rules. The first player places his bet, and Yudhishthira, as my guest, you have that honor. I match your stake, and the highest number wins. Uncle Shakuni will throw for me.
Dice can't be played by proxy.
Shakuni cheats.
Everyone knows that.
Not at all. This is a friendly game. Come on, Yudhishthira, what have you got to lose?
Let's begin. I stake a pearl necklace from the whirlpool of oceans. 5 and 6, 11. Match that, Duryodhana.
Strong start.
Mm-hmm. 2 sixes. Yudhishthira, you lose.
I stake 1,000 copper jars full of gold pieces.
I match your stake.
6 and 2, 8.
5 and 4, 9. You lose.
I stake 1,000 war elephants with gold-tipped tusks.
I match your stake.
5 and 2.
2 fives. You lose.
Admit defeat and crawl back to your hall of magic.
My army. I stake my entire army and all the weaponry in our stores.
Yudhishthira, stop! It's a trap!
Keep out of it, Bhima. I match you. Man for man, weapon for weapon.
2 threes. You lose.
my city, my country, my people.
Stop, you distra!
Matched item for item. 2 fives.
5 and 6. You lose.
No!
Ditrashtra, stop this lunacy.
Kings are playing, Bhishma. One on each side. A third cannot intervene.
But a father can.
You have nothing left. It's over, Yudhishthira. You've lost all you can lose.
No. I stake my youngest brother, Nakula.
Are you mad?
Match me, Duryodhana.
All right. Matched. Youngest for youngest.
3 and 4.
2 and 6. You lose. Over here, slave. On the floor.
His twin Sahadeva. I stake him to win.
Matched.
5 and 3.
4 and 5. You lose. Sahadeva, join your brother. These were safe bets, Yudhishthira. Everyone knows you love Arjuna the most.
I stake Arjuna.
I match him with Karna. Throw.
2 fives.
5 and 6. You lose. On your knees, Arjuna.
Bhima, I stake him to regain everything.
Throw.
9.
10. You lose.
Myself, I stake myself.
I match you with myself. Throw.
5.
7. You lose. Slaves. All of you. I'll parade you naked through the streets, chained to my chariot, and Karna, the charioteer's son, will drive it.
Shame on you.
Have you nothing left, Yudhishthira?
I stake my wife. I stake Draupadi.
No! This stops here.
Silence, old man.
My loyalty is to the Kuru throne, not to the one who sits on it.
Throw if you dare, Yudhishthira.
2 fives.
2 sixes. You lose.
Bring Draupadi here. She can start by sweeping this hall.
Duryodhana's brother drags Draupadi by her unwashed hair from the women's quarters. She's wearing an old cotton sari stained with her menstrual blood.
Help me, please! Elders, the husbands, kings! Have you no shame?
You're a slave. You have no right to address this assembly. Your fine husband staked you and lost.
Was he drunk?
She stares at me. I look away.
Drunk or sober, you're mine to do with as I please.
Did he bet me before or after he lost himself? If he'd already lost himself, how could he stake me?
It doesn't matter. You belong to me now.
Grandfather! I have been dragged here without my ritual bath. If your daughter-in-law can be treated like this, then what hope is there for other women? Look at me!
Daughter.
Don't call me that. Had I been a real daughter of this family, none of you would have allowed this outrage. Arjuna, did you win my hand at my father's court for this?
Answer her, Arjuna.
Other gamblers don't even stake their mistresses, and you watched Yudhishthira stake your wife. Shame on you!
I swear if anyone else had done this, I'd have killed him!
Now we have them, Duryodhana. See them quarrel.
Isn't a husband duty-bound to protect his wife?
Well, your 5 husbands haven't done their duty. Maybe you'll have better luck with a 6th.
Yes, bring her here, Karna. She can sit on my lap.
I'll break your legs, Duryodhana.
Quiet, slave.
This woman lives with 5 men. She's not a wife, she's a whore.
Karna's right. Strip her. Let's see what makes the whore so special. Strip her!
What is left of the Dharma of kings? Grandfather, will you sit there and watch me strip like a whore in the bazaar?
Strip her!
While the old men weep, Duryodhana's brother pulls at the end of Draupadi's sari. As it unwinds, she starts to turn slowly.
Krishna, help me!
As Duryodhana's brother pulls, the sari yields yard upon yard of material until he collapses on a huge pile of disheveled cloth. Draupadi remains covered.
King Dhritarashtra, You and all your family have seen me publicly violated in this court today. None of you came to my aid. As a daughter and wife of kings, I curse you all!
No! Draupadi, I beg you, take back your curse.
You're too late, Gandhari.
All of you here, what have you done? Take back your curse, Draupadi, please. Don't do this. I beg you. I beg forgiveness for the shame my sons have heaped on you. Ask me anything. Anything you want. Your wish will be granted.
Free Yudhishthira from slavery.
Do it, Dhritarashtra.
Father, no! You have no right to rob me of my winnings!
You dare talk to me of rights!
You are blind! You have seen nothing that's gone on here!
Enough, Dhiranda!
Did I force Yudhishthira to play? Did I force him to stay
what
he did?
This is your mother's wish!
What about my wishes? Yudhishthira accepted the rules. You heard him. He lost!
This is not a question of rules!
Why am I denied victory?
Because I command it!
Draupadi, I agree to your wish. Yudhishthira is free. Ask again. One wish is not enough.
Does no one believe in honor anymore? You have disgraced the Kuru's father. You cannot do this. Do you hear me? You cannot do this!
Free Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula and Sahadeva.
It is done. Ask again.
I want nothing else.
Even so, I restore to the Pandavas all that was lost in the dice game. Yudhishthira, forgive an old father his weakness. Now go, all of you. Leave me.
You cannot give in to him.
It's done now. It can't be erased.
You should fear Draupadi's curse more than your son's anger.
He'll challenge Yudhishthira again. He won't rest till he's stripped him of everything.
Then there'll be war.
Perhaps it is the only honorable way to undo the mistakes of the past and reunite the country.
No, I cannot let that happen. Bhishma, call Yudhishthira back. I want another game played, a game with the highest stakes. Whoever wins this time will rule the undivided kingdom for 13 years. The loser will spend 12 years in exile, followed by a 13th, in which he must remain unrecognized. If he succeeds, the crown will transfer to him. If he is discovered before the final year is out, his exile will begin all over again. If the Kuru dynasty is destined to end, I can't stop it. But I can at least delay it.
It isn't destiny that will end the Kuru line, but your obsessive love for your son.
I can't refuse my uncle's invitation.
Yudhishthira, please stop. Let's return to our palace. Let's go home.
No. Dhritarashtra is giving me a chance to wipe away the dishonor of partition. I have been cheated of my crown. I have the chance to win it back.
Throw, Yudhishthira, for all you're worth. Throw for the kingdom.
2 5s. 6 4. A draw. Again.
Let's throw for a life in the forest.
4 5. Now you. 2 6s. Duryodhana wins.
The Pandavas are exiled.
Take me away from here. The air stinks of my humiliation. I swear one day, Yudhishthira, I'll wash my hair in the blood of the man who dragged me to my shame.
In part one of the Mahabharata, dramatized by Jitinder Verma and Claudia Mayer, Yudhishthira was played by Paul Bhattacharjee, Draupadi by Sasha Bihar, Dhritarashtra by Sam Dale, and Gandhari by Sudha Butcher. Krishna was played by Nitin Ganatra, Duryodhana by Zubin Vala, Bhishma by Rad Rawi, Arjuna by Paul Baisley, Bhima was played by Danny Sapani, Shakuni by Jude Akwudike, and Kunti by Indira Joshi. The music was composed by Niraj Chagg, and the director was Claire Grove.